Jamal Bowman during rally, "Show them who the fuck we are," calls for ceasefire. By Elizabeth Weibel on June 22, 2024. Representative Jamal Bowman, DNY, ramped up a crowd of supporters at a rally on Saturday, calling for a ceasefire in the ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas. Bowman's comments were made during a rally where Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, and Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, also spoke. The New York congressman stated that people were coming after him, his family, and his children, and asked, "What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do?" Bowman asked the crowd, "You're coming after me. You're coming after my family. You're coming after my children. I'm not supposed to fight back? I'm not supposed to fight back? We gonna show them who the FK we are." As the crowd started shouting, "Bowman, Bowman," the Democrat congressman began hyping up the crowd and chanting, "Bowman as well." Bowman can also be seen chanting, "Ceasefire now, ceasefire now," along with the crowd. "We are not going to stand silent while U.S. tax dollars kill babies and women and children," Bowman added. Bowman has been a supporter of Palestinians. In October 2023, days after Hamas attacked Israel, murdering 1,200 people and taking more than 250 people hostage, Bowman called for the United States to welcome refugees from Palestine into the country. Bowman was one of 13 members of Congress who did not co-sponsor a resolution to stand with Israel. During a recent interview on CBS's The Late Show, Bowman called for a Palestinian state to be built using resources from the U.S. "We have a foreign policy that pretty much follows the idea of peace through strength. And what that means is we need to have a very strong military so that we can scare other countries into doing what we say," Bowman said. "I wish we would use our wealth and our resources and our means to lead with diplomacy." Video footage from the rally also showed Sanders being booed as he stated that Israel has the right to defend itself against a terrorist attack. Sanders has previously stated that Israel has a right to defend itself, while stating that Israel does not have the right to leave thousands of women and children in Gaza dead. The Vermont senator has also stated that he will not attend an upcoming speech by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in July.